Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The discord broke in part along party lines, with Democrats arguing the program's rapid success resulted in an unfunded mandate. Here's Democratic Majority Leader Scott Surovell arguing the seats the program forces Virginia colleges to give up for free impact the rest of those who pay to attend.
The response has been so overwhelming. In many ways, it's jeopardized the viability of the program because a lot of our smaller schools cannot afford this.
Republicans, meanwhile, argued the cost was worth it. Here's Senator Bryce Reeves, himself a veteran of the U.S. Army.
Our inactions speak volumes. So unless we want to change our direction, we are no longer going to be the most veteran-friendly state.
The House of Delegates will reconvene June 28th when Speaker Don Scott has promised to pass a clean repeal of the program's changes. The Senate is expected to return the following Monday, where it could take up the House's measure. At the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Brad Cutner.